What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Avery Speaks. Avery Speaks is a podcast empowering our families and communities. Avery Speaks can also be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Anchor, and many other major platforms. Also, don't forget that I'm a best-selling author of 6 books of love and inspiration, and you can order autographed copies of my books at averywashington.com, or if you would like the Kindle editions, you can order them from amazon.com. So, on today's episode, I want to get into, are you in a marriage or relationship for love or finances? Stay tuned. I'll be right back. So I'm going to dive right into it. I was supporting a cat that I know, a cool cat. You know, he was on a TV show and I was watching it, checking it out. And what happened was, it was about love and relationships. And a woman that was digging him, you know, very much so, she posed a question to him. And basically it was a conversation that was edited for TV. But she asked him, in a marriage, you know, how does he see finances? You know, would he pay all the bills, you know, the mortgage, car notes, and all of that stuff like that? But it really was a conversation where he gave multiple answers or multiple statements about what could be, you know, in the relationship. And one of the things that he said was that, you know, he wouldn't have a problem if it was 50-50 also, you know, in the marriage, far as paying the bills. Of course, that was edited for TV because it caused a lot of controversy. But he made a lot of other statements that were not presented on the show. So with that said, you know, the woman that was really digging him, she really flipped the script and was very disgusted by that part of the conversation when he spoke of the 50-50 thing. And the reason why he said he mentioned the 50-50 along with a whole lot of other statements during the conversation that were not played was that, you know, in 2020, there are so many women who are career oriented, who are goal oriented, and who are doing very well for themselves. And they are so confident and comfortable with taking care of themselves that they have no problem in 2020 helping out in the household, being a helpmate, helping the husband, you know, with the finances. But also there are some women who like the traditional relationships and marriages, who would love for the man to pay all the bills and to be a housewife. She would rather be a housewife, you know. But, you know, different strokes for different folks. But what happens nowadays is that a lot of us allow the opinions of others outside of the relationship, really outside of the household, to run our households. And if you do that, man, it's a recipe for disaster. And that's why so many people are divorced, because they're listening to outside opinions instead of working what's good for them. Everything that works in somebody else's household may not work in your household. So the two people that are running that household needs to come to some type of an agreement together, and whatever works for them works for them. Because in some households that 50-50 works fine, you know. Some households the man pays for everything. But she was very disgusted in the show. And basically she rejected him, and he was eliminated from the show due to his answer of the 50-50, or due to that one reply about the 50-50 and the relationships. So the reason why I went into depth about the financial part of that conversation is because the show was about love, finding love. So my question is, was she there for love or was she there for finances? Now, I'm going to be transparent with you. I've been married over 22 years, and I can securely say that my wife and I both married for love and not finances. Because, see, I got married in my early 20s, and in our early 20s, we both weren't in that space financially to where I could pay all the bills. So we both shared the bills when we got married in our early 20s. But because of the love that we have for each other, I made sacrifices to put us in a better place financially. She made sacrifices to put us in a better place financially. And now, and even I guess you could say a few years after we got married, you know, I'm in a place to where I do pay all the bills, and she does so many other great things as a wife to help out. And if I do fall into a situation financially, she will be there to be a helpmate, you know, to make sure that the love and everything that we've accomplished does not fall. And I see nothing wrong with that as a man, and as a having a woman there to be a helpmate to me, and also for me to be a helpmate to her, and to encourage each other and make sacrifices for our love. So in my opinion, when you marry for love, you both will do whatever it takes to make sure that everything is taken care of in that household. And that's important to me. And I have so much love and respect for my wife, because there were times where she stepped up. Because in the real world, there's layoffs, there's sometimes a slow economy, and that man that you may have married for finances, he can lose that. You know, there are situations where he might not be financially stable anymore. Okay, what will you do then? Will you leave him? Will you have arguments about finances because he fell on hard luck? Would you speak ill to him or belittle him because he can't pay all the bills now? Or are you going to be that helpmate and love him and support him and encourage him so you all can get back to that space or even further? I just feel that when finances are the most important thing in a relationship, I think that's going to push love out of the relationship. So that's my take on that. Thank you once again for joining me on another episode of Avery Speaks. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. And also, don't forget to visit averywashington.com to purchase autographed copies of all my best-selling books. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button and share and listen to more episodes of Avery Speaks. So till next time, peace and blessings.